This is Sheridan Sun Radio. It's time for your Monday news update. I'm Gloria Namgenyi. Prime Minister Trudeau will be paying his first visit to U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today. On the agenda will be a roundtable discussion on support for women in the workforce, as well as trade issues. Trudeau has said he's open to renegotiating NAFTA. He's also spoken out in support of Trudeau's approval of the Keystone XL pipeline, which would carry crude oil from Alberta to the Gulf Coast in the southern U.S. In more Trudeau travel news, figures recently obtained by CBC News show Prime Minister Trudeau's most recent trip to China is the most expensive such trip in a decade. During the trip, Trudeau secured access for China to Canada's canola industry and opened up discussions about a Canada-China free trade agreement. Trudeau spokesman Olivier Duchesneau says a stable long-term relationship with China is a top priority for Canada. As Prime Minister Trudeau faces pressure from opposition leaders to stand up to Trump on his controversial travel ban, the Liberals have introduced Bill C-23, which would enshrine into law controversial measures allowing U.S. Customs to conduct pre-clearance on Canadian soil. For Canadian travelers, this means if they refuse to answer questions by U.S. pre-clearance officers, they could risk arrest for failure to cooperate. The bill puts into law an agreement reached by former Prime Minister Stephen Harper and former U.S. President Barack Obama in 2015. A 47-year-old man died after he was rushed to a hospital following a two-vehicle crash in Richmond Hill. Police say a minivan and pickup truck collided near Bathurst Street and King Road just before 4 a.m. King Road is expected to remain closed between Bathurst and Dufferin Street for several hours. Toronto Mayor John Tory has announced that the city will be sending $80 million to the budget for the Toronto Transit Commission in 2017. The current budget of the TTC is estimated to be $1.95 billion. Tory said about the increase, "The number one priority for Toronto residents continues to be help that we can give them moving about the city more easily." In entertainment news, Adele is a big winner at this year's Grammys, taking home 5 awards. Meanwhile, Toronto's own Drake took home the Grammy for Best Rap Song for Hotline Bling, the late David Bowie, and 5 posthumous awards for his final album, Black Star. The album was also a vinyl chart topper in the UK, where vinyl sales are at a 25-year record high. Speaking of vinyl, we've got a report for you on the final weeks of on the final week of music trailer HMV, retailer HMV, and what it means for employees, customers, and vinyl fans. That's coming up at 2:35. And now, a quick look into your weather. We are sitting at -3 right now, feeling like -8 with a wind chill of 16 kilometers per hour and overcast. For Valentine's Day, we can expect a high of +4 with a low of -1. That's all for now. This has been Sheridan Sun Radio News Updates.
When you're gonna do some damage, little brother?